Thank you all for coming. Welcome to Vanderbilt. It is an honor and a privilege to welcome you all today to this plenary session devoted to the work and career of Roger Chartier. I would like to begin by thanking Vanderbilt University, including the Provost's Office, the College of Arts and Science, the Departments of History, English, French, and Italian, the Program in Women and Gender Studies, European Studies, and the Florence Gould Foundation for their very generous support that made this special event possible. And you can tell that there's a lot of excitement by the many, many, many names I just read off. The Society for French Historical Studies annual conference is typically devoted to the presentation and discussion of the newest ongoing research in French history. But it's also an ideal moment to reflect upon the state of our field and how it's developed over time, including the relationships between our North American community of scholars and our colleagues in France. And it is difficult to think of any French historian alive whose influence on American scholarship has been deeper or broader than that of Roger Chartier. Educated at the École Normale Supérieure de Saint-Cloud, Professor Chartier began his teaching career at the University of Paris I in 1970, moving several years later to the École des Hautes Études en Sciences Sociales. Since 2007, he has held the chair in Écrit et Culture dans l'Europe Moderne at the Collège de France. Fortuitously for us, during his long career, he has also maintained important relationships with numerous North American institutions. These include Princeton University's Davis Center, the Université de Montréal, Yale University, UC Berkeley, Johns Hopkins, the University of Chicago, Cornell University, and most recently, the University of Pennsylvania, where Professor Chartier holds the position of Annenberg Visiting Professor since 2001. In Paris, Professor Chartier has generously welcomed generations of American graduate students to participate in his seminars at the École des Hautes Études. Both through his scholarship and through his teaching, he has shaped generations of historians of France. Over the course of this long and varied career, Roger Chartier has been an astonishingly versatile and dynamic scholar. He has indelibly marked our understanding of old regime society, of private life, of practices of reading, writing, and printing. He has reframed our understanding of the origins of the French Revolution. And for this special occasion, I had to pull out my own dog-eared copy of The Cultural Origins of the French Revolution, which I've read and reread. Now, Professor Chartier has long argued that books can be endowed with a multiplicity of meanings by their readers. And my reading of that particular book was undoubtedly colored by the fact that it was given to me a few years ago for my 23rd birthday, hot off the press, from another young aspiring historian who is now my husband of 17 years. It was a token of love. And who knows, the book may have clinched the deal since, since it proved that here was a man with excellent taste. So... in addition to his influence in the field of French history, Roger Chartier has also been a pioneer in the founding of new fields, such as the history of the book and cultural history. In his recent scholarship on performance and text, including ephemeral and lost works, he reveals new facets of Molière, Cervantes, Shakespeare, and explores the meanings of authorship in essays and books that are always lucid, dynamic, and a delight to read. It is no less of an honor to introduce the three individuals who will be speaking today about Professor Chartier's career. Indeed, it is a measure of Chartier's renown and esteem that those who will be speaking about his career themselves require no introduction. Robert Darton, the Carl H. Forsheimer University Professor Emeritus and the former director of the University Library at Harvard University, is the author of many books that include The Great Cat Massacre, the forbidden bestsellers of pre-revolutionary France, and most recently, Censors at Work, How States Shaped Literature. Lynn Hunt is distinguished research professor at UCLA. Among her most influential works are Politics, Culture, and Class in the French Revolution, the family romance of the French Revolution, and inventing human rights. Colin Jones is professor of history at Queen Mary University of London. His books include The Great Nation, Paris, Biography of a City, and The Smile Revolution. And he's currently writing a book on Thermidor and giving a paper about it tomorrow. So I'd like to extend a very warm welcome to all of you, as well as to our four special guests. And I, like you, look forward to hearing what they have to say.